Good evening, Audio Boo. I've been lucky enough today to, my wife is being very, very generous at the moment because she knows I'm kind of really up against it with getting my final exam piece done. She was in my shoes a couple of years ago, and I was equally as helpful. So she's kind of really, really going out of her way to repay me. She's it's a bank holiday weekend here in Denmark. Again, there's a lot of bank holidays through the summer here in Denmark, I have to say. Because it's a bank holiday weekend, tomorrow's Monday. Nobody goes to work tomorrow. My wife has taken my daughter away again for the evening and for the night. They've gone to my mother-in-law's summer house. They're staying over tonight and then coming back probably late tomorrow afternoon. And the reason she's done that, of course, is to give me some space to really put some intensive work in on my my final assignment for my degree. And I'm really making fantastic progress today, actually. And it really is thanks to my wife, who's just given me the room to really get on with it. I've recorded up to nearly an hour of the audio documentary, and that includes all the interviews and stuff like that. Or I've recorded more than an hour if you include the interviews, but with my speak and the combination of the interviews that I've put in so far, I'm up to like just about an hour now. I think it's going to be about an hour and 20 minutes, something in that region. Maybe 90 minutes, we'll have to see. It feels, I'm lagging a little bit in energy just because I've been working so intensively on this project for a little while now. But at the same time, I'm starting to get excited that I can, you know, before, there's an audio boo I did before where, you know, I was really flagging with energy because I could see the end. And I think, you know, I could see the end, but it was a little bit fuzzy and, you know, you're not quite sure how you're going to get there. And now I can see the end and I've suddenly, you know, got a little burst of energy because I can see the end and I know how I'm going to get there. So that kind of gives me that final little burst of enthusiasm to get it done and get there. What I'm doing now is I'm editing some of my speak and then I'm putting in some of the interviews. And I'm editing those down to something a bit more that fits into, you know, the 90-minute-ish slot that I've, you know, it's going to be max 90 minutes. So I'm really determined to edit the interviews down so everything fits within that that time slot. I've literally just got the conclusion to all this to write and record. At the moment I'm going through and editing everything I've done together, and then once I've done that, I think what I'm going to do is sit and listen to the whole thing. I'll write some notes, and then probably tomorrow I'll sit down and write the conclusion to the whole thing. And in my head I kind of know that the conclusion is going to be about some solid kind of pointers towards how you can start producing transmedia, but more so really about how you can start using transmedia to market something, to start getting the word out about what you're doing, using content to really you know, get your website high in the Google search rankings, get your website somewhere that people want to go on a regular basis, and really balance that whole idea of producing content and putting it out there for free against actually monetizing content and having a core part of your business that is all about, you know, earning money basically. And I'm not saying that in the sense of, you know, hey, if you do this, you'll make a million, trillion pounds. I'm saying that from the point of view of if you're someone who is doing something professionally, if you're someone who's doing something because they're running a business, if you're someone who's doing something, even if it's just to express a passion, the amount of time and energy that you will go in, that you'll put into producing content for the internet, quality content that you're passionate about, and quality content that the people who, or your target audience, also, you know, find good quality and want to engage and listen to on a regular basis. At some point, there's got to be the tipping point. I think that's why a lot of really good podcasts kind of dry up, because they begin to realize how much time it takes to produce this stuff. So at some point, there's a tipping point where you kind of have to figure out where your pain level is, and where this needs to turn into something where you need to monetize it a little bit, and have it start paying its way. And that's kind of what the whole conclusion of my piece is going to be about. But I think more relevant and more about, if you're running some kind of business, that it's all very well to say, hey, we'll be transmedia producers and start producing lots of free content. there really needs to be a hard and fast communication plan, and that needs to be connected to some kind of business model where you say, this is my core business, this is where I earn my money, and I'm not prepared to compromise on that. And the rest of this is where I produce content that I'm willing to share and give away for free, in order to get people from enjoying the free content through to actually wanting to get involved in your core business. And that's really what I'm aiming for and where I'm heading with this whole Transmedia for the Rest of Us, and the audio documentary that's based on the podcasts, which is also just going to be called Transmedia for the Rest of Us. I will make the audio documentary version available on my website when it's all done and handed in and everything. So you'll be able to kind of, and of course, you know, the conclusion to all this, or at least some of the conclusion, will be included in the very last episode of Transmedia for Rest of Us, the podcast. But should you not want to sit through all those hours of podcasts that I've made, then this audio documentary really will be for you, because it will be a nice kind of 90-minute sum up of the whole series, where you can just sit and listen to it, and get all the interviews and all the thinking and all the theory and everything that's behind it, and you'll end up with that nice conclusion where I will be talking about developing a core business, creating free content, and how you can actually balance the two together, and hopefully get users, or get your target audience enjoying your free content, and hopefully kind of gradually pulling them in more and more into the center, which is your core, your core business, which is where you want to start really monetizing what you do. Oh man, that was a little bit of me, I think, because I've never really put it into words before. It's been in my head, this idea of core business and free content and stuff, and that's the first time I've really suddenly put it into words. So I'm really looking forward to writing the conclusion to all this, because I really can feel now that going through this process of producing these podcasts and the audio documentary has really led me on a journey, and I've learned so much. Now I have like a solid nugget in my head of this, that I think is something useful that other people can use, and certainly I think something that I can use as I kind of come to the end of my education now and step out into the world of having to be a freelancer. I certainly will be starting to produce lots of content, and I need to sit down and come up with some really straight ideas about what kind of content I want to produce, and that certainly will be based on all of the research and theories that I've come up with through Transmedia for the Rest of Us about core business and giving away free content and all that kind of stuff. So it's exciting. I'm really excited. I can see the end now, and I'm really looking forward to handing it in, but also sharing it with all you lot out there. And I really hope you find it as useful for you as I found it useful to actually produce all this and learn about transmedia and how transmedia can be used to promote something, spread an idea, and do it in a way that makes sense for you as the producer of the content, and also the person or the people, your target audience, the people who are going to enjoy the content. All right, I'll keep you updated as to how I'm going, and I'll boo you later.